What kind of philosophy you are following? May I ask?
Following?
Yes.
We've done meditation, or I do meditation, mantra meditation.
And this is also mantra.
It's not a song.
No, no, it's chanting.
We got it from Maharishi. Mantra each.
His mantra is not public.
Not out loud, no.
No, no. It's a secret.
There is a version by Ramanujacharya. Ramanujacharya, he was a great acharya of this Vaishnava Sampradaya. His spiritual master gave him mantra. My dear boy, he chanted this mantra silently, nobody can hear. It is very. And then he asked, what is the effect of this mantra? He said, by chanting this mantra, by meditation, he will get liberation. So he immediately went out, and in a public, big meeting, he said that he chanted this mantra, he will be all liberated. So he came back to his spiritual master, and his spiritual master was very angry that I told him that he should chant silently. He said, yes, I committed offense. So whatever punishment you like, you can give me. But because you told me that this mantra will liberate, I'll give him publicly. Let everyone hear and be liberated. Let me go to hell. I don't mind. I have disobeyed your order. Let me go to hell. I am prepared. But by this chanting mantra, if anyone is liberated, let it be publicly distributed. His spiritual master embraced him. You are better than me. If a mantra has so power, why it should be secret? It should be distributed. People are suffering. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, chant this Hare Krishna. Anyone will hear, even the birds and beasts will hear, and they will be liberated.
If Hare Krishna is such a strong, powerful mantra, is there any other reason to chant anything else? For instance, you talked about songs and many different mantras. But is there any point in even chanting other songs or mantras?
No. Hare Krishna mantra is specially recommended for this age. And the Vedic mantras, they are also chanted, I told you, with musical tanpura. And they sit down and chant. Narad Muni is chanting always. Chanting through musical instruments, mantras, it is not new introduction, it is sometime incoming. And Hare Krishna mantra, especially in this age, that is recommended in many Vedic literature, Brahmanda Purana, Koli Santaran Upanishad, Agni Puran, like that. And apart from the statement in the Vedic literature, Lord Chaitanya himself, he preached this mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And people, public followed him. Yeah.
If all mantras, are all mantras just the name of God, whether it's a secret mantra or an open mantra, it's all the name of God. So it doesn't really make much difference, does it, which one you're saying?
No, that's like in drugs, they sell all medicine for disease, curing disease. But still you have to take doctor's prescription to take a particular type of medicine. They will not supply you. If you go to a drug shop and say, I have disease, you give me any medicine, he will ask you, what is your prescription? So similarly, in this age, in Kali age, this mantra, Hare Krishna mantra, is recommended in the shastras, and a great scholar we consider in the incarnation of Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he preached this. Therefore, our principle is everyone should follow Mahajana Jaina Gatasya Pantha. We should follow the footprints of great authorities. That is our business.
If the mantra itself has such power, does it matter where you receive it, where you pick it?
Yes. Yes, that is a fact. The example is given just like milk. Milk is nutritious. That's a fact everyone knows. But if the milk is touched through the tongue of the serpent, it is no nutrition, it is poison.
Well, milk is material.
No, material, you want to understand through your material senses.
Oh, no, you don't have to tell me material sense. I mean, mantra is not material. It should be something spiritual. Therefore, nobody can spoil it, I don't think. I mean, you know, that I wonder if anybody can spoil something that is not material.
But the thing is that if you don't receive the mantra through the proper channel, that it may not be mantra.
How are you able to tell, anyway, for any of your disciples or us or anybody that goes to any spiritual master, how are we to tell?
Not any spiritual
true master. Well, not how are we to tell one from the other?
It is not that any spiritual master. Sampradaya. Sampradaya means a particular line of disciple succession.
Maharishi said exactly the same thing about his mantras coming from the Vedic with seemingly as much authority as you. And he was probably right. So how... It's like having too many fruits.
No, if mantra is coming down in that way, then it is potency. The potency is there.
But Hare Krishna is the best one.
Yes.
Well, if Hare Krishna is the best one, what is the reason why we have to bother to even say anything else?
No, you don't have to bother anything else. We say that Hare Krishna mantra is sufficient for one perfection.
Isn't it like flowers? If somebody may prefer roses and somebody may like carnations better, isn't it really a matter for the devotee that he, one person may find Hare Krishna is more beneficial to his spiritual progress, and yet somebody else, some other mantra may be more beneficial? Isn't it like just a matter of taste, like judging a flower? They're all flowers, but some people may like one better than the other.
But still, there is distinction. Rose flower is considered better than simply a flower without any flavor.
Right. In that case,
just try to understand this flower example.
Yes.
It is all right. You are attracted by some flower. I am attracted by some flower. But among the flowers, there are distinctions. There are many flowers which has no flavor. And many flowers has flavor. So therefore, attraction for any flower is not the solution of the question. That is also stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Je jathamam pratadante tang sathayo bhajamaham. Krishna is supreme, absolute. Anyone wants him in any way, he also presents himself in that way. Just like the same example. If you want a yellow flower, never mind whether there is any scent or any flavor or not. So that flower is there. It is for you, that's all. But if anyone wants rose flower, or the Krishna gives him rose flower. But when you make a comparative study, which one is better, then rose will be considered better. Jidathamang prapadante, that means the absolute realized, of course, varieties there are, but the original division of the absolute is three. Brahma, Paramatma and Bhagavan. Now, Brahma, Paramatma, Bhagavan is the same absolute, different names. The Jnanins or the empiric philosophers, they reach or they aim at Brahma, impartial at Brahma. The yogis, they focus on the super soul, Paramatma. And the devotees, they aim at Krishna, the Supreme Personality, God. Now, this Krishna and the super soul and the impersonal Brahma, they are not different. They are light. They are not darkness. But in the light also there is difference.